good country music. It's still around. You just have to look for it. And you found it. This is Hurtin' for Real. Thanks for stopping by. Well, hi. I didn't see you there, behind this big stack of records. Yeah, it's a lot of new stuff today. It's the Hurts of the Month. Yeah, it's all stuff that's new, all stuff that's good, and it has a connection to country music. It's a two-part show, as I usually do, near the end of the month. And oh, so much good new music today. We're going to hear a couple songs each from these artists. We'll hear some Bottle Rockets. Oh, how about some Blake Berglund? Some Sarah Borges. And some Jim Lauderdale. Oh, some Coulter Wall. Yeah, the new Coulter Wall's good. Anyway, let's get started. Okay, the Hurts of the Month. You know, I've been doing my show, Hurtin' for Real, for 16 years, just over 16 years. And one of the bands that I played on my very first show back in 2002 were the Bottle Rockets. Yeah, they're based out of St. Louis now. They're originally from Festus, Missouri, and they just released their 13th record. Yeah, if you count their live one, it's 13. It's called Bit Logic, and they're kind of a country rock group. And, you know, there's a lot of good country rock that they've put out over the years. I really like the voice of Brian Henneman. Yeah, he's got a really distinct voice, and it really works well for the last, 20-something years. We're going to hear something called Lo-Fi. Their new record is called Bit Logic, and then we'll hear the title track. So, yeah, that's the way it works. I'll play two from new stuff from the Bottle Rockets on Hurtin' for Real.
Al Green in the kitchen on the AM radio. Best bad sound that I ever did know. Scratchy and it's muddy, but it carries me through. Straight on down to Memphis in 72. Oh my lo-fi, what can I say? Go ahead, punk, and make my day. A Fender Telecaster and a Vibrochamp sound like holy hell, 'cause that ain't enough amp to get above the drummer. You'll never reach your goal, so just turn it up to 10 and call it rock and roll. Oh my lo-fi, what can I say? was young, the way to go was listening to records on my stereo. I was all about the quality, I was all about the tone. Now I'm happy hearing music on my telephone. Oh, my lo-fat, what can I say? Go ahead, hump, and make my day. Oh, my lo-fat, what can I say? Technicolor childhood, we burned incandescent dreams, illuminating on these future things that didn't turn out like we thought they would. Now we're doing things we never dreamed we could. All this instant information and virtual reality are clear, vanishes as quick as it appears. You best be looking out the windshield, not the mirror, to figure out the way to go from here. This ain't no high-tech train wreck, don't think that's a deal. No, this science ain't no fiction, it's the new way of keeping it real. A jaded waitress told me yesterday, times ain't what they used to be. It's all shallow cell phone selfie vanity. Well, I tried to fake a way to disagree, then got interrupted by technology. This ain't no high-tech train wreck, don't think that's a deal. No, this science ain't no fiction, it's the new way of keeping it real. For the best, denying that I'm not expecting much. Weed through the effects of human touch. Stay thankful that this old machine still runs, even on these zeros, bits, and ones. This ain't no high-tech train wreck, don't think that's a deal. Oh, this science ain't no fiction, it's the new way of keeping it real. It's the new way of keeping it real. It's the new way of keeping it real.
A song called Bit Logic. Yeah, that is the Bottle Rockets. Yeah, if you like country rock, you can't do much better than the Bottle Rockets. Yeah, just fine stuff from them. It's just released on the Bloodshot label, and it's one of the hurts of the month. Well, I always like it when I get to play country artists who aren't from Canada or the States. Yeah, I kind of like the differences in country music from other countries. And there is a woman named Malin Pettersen. Now, she's from Norway, and For about a decade. She's been a part of a group called Lucky Lips, or she's been on the road with them, and she also has done lots of collaborations, but her first solo record was just released, and it's really good. It's called References, Part 1. Is it country music? I think so. You tell me. Here you go. This song is called Yours. Something new from Malin Petterson on Hurtin' for Real.
Thank you.
From Norway. Her name is Malin Pettersson. And yeah, what a record she has. It's called References Part 1. It's her first solo record. She's done a lot of stuff before this. However, solo record, this is, yes, number one. And that song, Sad Songs and Waltzes. And yeah, that's a country song if I've ever heard one. Yeah, good stuff from Malin Pettersson. Well, hi there, everybody. My name is Brian. This is Hurtin' for Real. And, you know, I couldn't leave this one out. Loretta Lynn has a new record out. It's called Wouldn't It Be Great? And, you know, this is country. This is country music. There's a song on it that, you know, could have been released decades ago. It's a fun one. It's called Ruby's Stool. And, yes, Loretta Lynn, is still putting out wonderful music, and we're glad that she does. Yeah, here you go. Ruby Stool, some Loretta Lynn on Hurtin' for Real.
She's been dancing all night long with my man. Well, I thought about cutting in, oh, but I can't. 'Cause I'm gonna sit right here and empty this ashtray in her beer. I can't wait to see her drinking from that can. I'm settling on Ruby's stool. She's an old battle axe to begin with. Nobody in this little tavern likes her. I don't know why she hangs around in here. All the boys do. I see why they like her. We all know why they like her. Ruby. Come all you young people and stand close around and listen to the story how Lulivar's got drowned. She loved this young John Collier, engaged to be his wife. He earned her reputation and then he took her life. They went to Elkhorn City, about 60 miles away. He promised they would marry, and their secret it would stay. They went out for a little walk, hand in hand they strolled, in the middle of December, and the wind was blowing cold. They walked down by the river, still water, it runs deep. She could tell by the way he looked at her, in the bottom she would sleep. She threw her arms around him, begging for her life. I'll go back to my mother if I can't be your wife. Poor Luli, she went missing, nowhere could be found. They searched the country over for miles and miles around. John Collier joined the army. 4 months came and passed. In the bottom of that river, her body was found at last. They took her from the river to a nearby town. That railroad still around her neck weighed about 30 pounds. When Luli's mother got the news, she was sitting in her home. She quickly left her chair to bring her baby home. John Collier was arrested, locked behind the bars. He'll spend his whole life paying for the murder of Luli Vars.
Loretta Lynn. Yeah, how about that? Something called Luli Vars. A new record by Loretta Lynn. It's called Wouldn't It Be Great? And I've decided to make it one of the Hurts of the Month. Well, hi there, everybody. My name is Brian. This is Hurtin' for Real. And remember, if you ever want to connect with me on Twitter, that is something you can do. Yeah, there's lots of stuff on my Twitter page. It's called @HurtinForReal. And there's music news, there's news on my shows, or you just might want to contact me and tell me what you think. @HurtinForReal. And of course, you can go to HurtinForReal.com, listen to shows whenever you want. You can go back and they're archived. You can check them out. HurtinForReal.com. Well, there is a band out of Red Deer, Alberta. They're called Boots and the Hoots. And if you like twangy stuff, I mean, these are the types of guys who you'd find in a honky-tonk, and it's straight-ahead country, real twangy stuff. Their new record is called 3, yeah, Roman numeral 3, III, and I think you'll like this. We're going to hear a song called Turnpike, and then The Bar That Raised Me. Yeah, this is honky-tonk music through and through. Boots and the Hoots on Hurtin' for Real.
My love is like an old turnpike. You're hurting me, it's taking its toll. Left my heart was a high. change your mind. I'd love to lay that hammer down, let this rig unwind. Our love is like an old turnpike. You're hurting me is taking its toll. Lift my heart was a highway, and our love would be a one-way road. I felt like a hitchhiker standing on the shoulder, soaking out in the rain, but only colder. My heart's been in a pile up to make the evening news. There ain't no motor car around that can take that kind of abuse. Our love is like an old turnpike. You're hurting me is taking its toll. She just lays down on the horn. Our love is like an old turnpike. You're hurting me is taking its toll. Lift my heart was a highway. Our love would be a one-way road. As long as they serve beer, well, I keep drinking here, even if the band's as bad as me at guitar. This is where I cut my teeth, learned even the best get beat. I know I owe it all to that bar. When I walk through them doors like a thousand times before, they know my name and what I like to drink. And that smoking crowd outside, they're all drunk and country fried, and no one seems to care just what you think. Yeah, as long as they serve beer, well, I keep drinking here, even if the band's as bad as me a guitar. This is where I cut my teeth, learned even the best get beat. I know I owe it all to that bar. Well, I've seen the finest bars, fit for movie stars. I've been known to hit a barn dance when I can. Yeah, but nothing can compare to the raucous atmosphere and air. That is where this boy became a man. And as long as they serve beer, well, I keep drinking here, even if the band's as bad as me at guitar. This is where I cut my teeth, learned to be them the best get beat. I know I owe it all to that bar. When I was just a young punk, penniless and half drunk, they gave me my chance to shine. Now I've got my 2 cents and I want to prevent losing that sweet home of mine. I tip my hat to the VAT, last great rock and roll died. Here's to you and Terry too. Let's keep this bar alive. They don't build them like that these days. And if they did, I'd still come to this place. I tip my hat to the VAT and the good old days.
Boots and the Hoots. Yeah, they're fun. They are from Red Deer. That song there, The Bar That Raised Me, and their new record, it's called Three, Roman numeral Three, and I decided to make it one of the Hurts of the Month. And yeah, if you want to check them out, go to, well, they've got a Twitter page. They've got a, what else do they have? Facebook, whatever. You can find them. Boots and the Hoots. Well, there's a label out of the UK. They're called Jasmine Records. And they put out a lot of good stuff over the years. And one of their new releases is called Country Guitar Revisited. And back in the late 50s, early 60s, there was a series of EPs which were in the record stores, the UK record stores, and a lot of the bigger artists of the period went on to become real legends in country music. And I'm going to play a couple of songs that appear on this collection. Yeah, it's called Country Guitar Revisited, and you'll see, you know, a lot of real legends. Sure, Hank Snow is on here, and Eddie Arnold, and, you know, Porter Wagoner, a whole bunch of them. Why don't we hear a Porter Wagoner song? This one here, I wasn't familiar with. It's called Me and Fred and Joe and Bill. And yeah, it's a country song. Yeah, no kidding. Here you go. Some Porter Wagoner on Hurtin' for Real.
Some friends and I were sitting in a dim cafe last night when a couple came around that we recognized on sight. And when we got to talking, while the waiter brought the bill, we found she'd been in love with me and Fred.
And Joe.
And Bill.
I told him that 3 months ago she promised me her heart. Bill said he knew she loved him too, she really played him smart. Fred thought he had the inside track, Joe guessed he loved her still. But someone took the place of me and Fred.
And Joe.
And Bill.
She was dating was another friend of ours. We wondered just how much he'd spend on candy cake and flowers. But we knew we couldn't warn him that you had him for a kill. And soon he'd be alone with me and Fred.
And Joe.
And Bill.
She must have had a lot of fun there in that dim cafe, for she played up to each of us, and now she had old Ray. And it was plain which way he'd go when she had had her fill. Old Ray would be right there with me and Fred.
And Joe.
And Bill.
Poor old Ray.
Walk softly, darling. You're stepping on my heart, and every trampled part is truly yours. Walk softly.
wondering your footprints now.
Walk softly.
Skeeter Davis, something called Walk Softly, Darling. And that is kind of an old reissue. It's kind of a collection of older stuff released from the UK. Yeah, Jasmine Records is the name of the label. The name of the collection is called Country Guitar Revisited. And yeah, all old good country music. You'll want to check it out. Yeah, just go to, well, just Google Jasmine Records and you'll find it, because they've got a lot of good, if you like old country music or even old different genres of music, they have some stuff from decades and decades ago that they kind of bring back. So it's a pretty cool thing from Jasmine Records. Well, got one here from some BC artists. They are Corwin Fox and the Cumberland Brothers. Now, Corwin Fox, he's a songwriter, he produces music, he's an instrumentalist, he's really good, and he's teamed up with the Cumberland Brothers. Now, they are Archie Pateman and Jack Roland, and they've put out a self-titled record, was just released in July, and it's really good. If you like, you know, bluegrass, folk, roots, that kind of thing, this is worth picking up. In fact, there's even a bit of a country influence, I think. We're going to hear a song called Deer in the Headlights. Something new from Corwin Fox and the Cumberland Brothers on Hurtin' for Rich.
Holding your hair back, counted up the number. I've written down the way, put an order to my preference. I keep track of every day. I've made a compilation of everything I say, and I sound uptight, but I'm so blasé. First I calculate the angles, then I organize the time. I'm the master of this ruler when I straighten every line. If I make a perfect sequence, no one severed mine. And I sound uncouth, but I'm so refined. Fill the margins of the page where my careful observations form the contour of my age. I will share my understanding of every single stage in a sound arm's length, but I'm so engaged. I identify the grouping and I mark it by the date. I can make my great decisions based on what I calculate. I compose a declaration of really real estate. And I sound so strict, but I still love it.
He is from Cumberland, BC. Yes, his name is Corwin Fox. C-O-R-W-I-N, Corwin Fox. And he teams up with the Cumberland Brothers, and they've got a self-titled record out. It's really good. That one there is called The Number. Yeah, good stuff there from Corwin Fox and the Cumberland Brothers. Well, I've been putting off playing this album. It's always getting bumped. I don't know why. It's by Jim Lauderdale. Now, Jim Lauderdale has put out, I don't know, 30 records, it seems, in his career. He puts out, you know, one every year, it seems, sometimes two. And we're lucky he does, because he is a hell of a songwriter, musician. He's got a wonderful voice. And, yeah, just that. I'm getting around to it, yes. You know, I've always bumped him, and maybe because he's kind of a veteran. He's been around for so long and has so many albums, I put it on the back burner. But I shouldn't have. Sorry about that, Jim. But I'm playing it now. Your new record is called Time Flies. It's really good, nice and twangy. This one here, you get some help from Lily May on. It's called Where the Cars Go By Fast. Some Jim Lauderdale on Hurtin' For Real.
Where the cars go by fast, all the way to the house, we would lay in the grass and look up at the clouds. Yeah, the stars disappeared where the lights seemed to laugh, and time moved slow where the cars go by fast. There's a road all the way where we used to roam. I'm a ghost from the past where the cars go by fast. Never stop long to stay. They're just looking for gas or lost along the way. I look out of my
place in my mind where I keep going back more and more down the line, where the cars go by fast, where the cars go by fast, where the cars.
On our heads, slid off the wrong side of the bed. It's sad when it's not the same. No point in passing round the blame. The things that we're meant to do, but we didn't get to. Time flies. Don't it seem like a dream come between when it could be calm. Time flies. Don't it seem like a dream come between when it could be calm. After the changes, you can't turn nothing back until running through the maze, still searching for a stroke of luck. Guess we're all still growing up. If it's not too much to lose, wanna hear some different news. Time flies. Don't it seem like a dream come between when it could be calm. Seem like a dream come between when it could be calm. After the changes, you can't turn nothing back. The different stages have played a different act. To our amazement, we almost made it until.
Jim Lauderdale. His new album is called Time Flies. That there is the title track. And sorry about not playing you a little bit earlier, Jim. Yeah, you released that a few months ago, and I should have got around to it sooner. But I'm glad to play it today. A song called Time Flies. Well, that's just about it for me for part one. I'll go do part two right now. I'll meet you over there. You can find it on hurtinforreal.com, of course. Yeah, I got some good stuff for part two. We've got new stuff from Coulter Wall, some Jamie Lynn Wilson, Christina Murray, even some Patrick Stewart. Yeah, the Patrick Stewart. Yes, you might not know he's a cowboy singer. It's true. Anyways, I will see you over on part two. And I'm going to leave you with a song by Willie Nelson. Now, this is not on a record. This is not on an album, I should say. It's just a single. And Willie Nelson, We love you. Yeah, you continue to put out so much good music. Lots of albums. Hell, you put out about 2 albums a year, don't you? But every now and then you do a classic, and that's what I think this one is. Leave you with some new Willie Nelson. All right, that's it for me. My name is Brian. My show is Hurtin' for Real, and we'll see you on part 2.
You don't like who's in there, vote them out. That's what election day is all about. The biggest gun we've got is called the ballot box. So if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
And when they're gone, we'll sing and dance and shout. Bring some new ones in, and we'll start that show again. And if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. A bunch of clowns you voted in. Election day is coming round again. If you don't like it now, if it's more than you'll allow. If you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
And when they're gone, we'll sing and dance and shout. Bring some new ones in, and we'll start the show again. And if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
That's what election day is all about. The biggest gun we've got is called the ballot box. So if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Don't like who's in there, we'll vote them out.